SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we highlight the work of the Tourism Enhancement Fund as it assists police officers to better serve citizens. And later are Glimpses of Jamaica segment and an earthquake tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. The Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, has donated over $200,000 worth of computer equipment to the New Kingston Police Post to better assist officers in carrying out their duties. A flat-screen computer monitor, a keyboard, a mouse, and a printer with photocopier, fax, and scanner capabilities were among the items donated to the police. Manager of Administration and Company Secretary of the TEF, Terrian Oldham, says the need to donate the equipment arose out of the difficulty officers had to effectively document statements.
They do serve and protect the employees as well as tourists along the Nassau Boulevard. So we felt we needed to assist them the best we can.
Ms. Oldham is encouraging corporate entities to assist the police, who often risk their lives to serve and protect citizens. And Deputy Superintendent of Police in charge of the New Kingston Police Post, DSP Christopher Murdoch, is expressing appreciation for the donation.
Definitely it's helping the station in terms of preparation of statements, because we no longer will be using like to write the statements. We just type and record, and we save it in our system. So this has gone a far way.
Friday, January 15 is the new deadline for entries for the JCDC 2016 competitions in speech, drama, dance, music, and traditional folk forms, Jamaica Gospel Song, Jamaica Children's Gospel Song, and Jamaica Festival Song. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office for entry forms and other details.
Vision 2030 Jamaica is built on the notion that the rules of government, business, investors, and consumers will have to be rewritten to ensure that environmental considerations become integral factors in the socio-economic decision-making, thereby moving the country into a realm of a green economy. That's part of Goal 4, Outcome 13 of Vision 2030. View the dashboard of indicators at vision2030.gov.jm. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
You say you was rabbit, that I don't see in these days now. I don't see rabbit raising again. We used to have them in a pen, and we go to the bush and look bush for them. But you can't give them a thing, they have a thing that they call kwaku bush. You can't give them the thing named kwaku bush, because if you give them the kwaku bush, it will poison them. And you can't put cedar nearby them. Pen, but you look Spanish Needle, and they have a bush that they call rabbit feeding. And all of that sort of bush you can give them, but you can't give them kwaku bush nor cedar. I am from Albion, Mandeville, and my name is Calvin Travers.
Do you have your own glimpses to share? Then email tidbits of your fondest memories about growing up in Jamaica to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. Time now for an Earthquake Awareness Month tip. Before an earthquake, prepare an emergency kit. This could include a flashlight with extra bulbs and batteries, a portable battery-operated radio, a first aid kit and a manual, work gloves and sturdy boots. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.